Now, here is Sir Robin Day.
Good morning, good morning. Here I am with the first of our election calls, and this is the phone-in programme which enables you, the voter, in your own home or workplace, directly to question some of the leading politicians who solicit your votes for their parties. The number to ring is 01-580-4411. 01, that's if you're outside London, 580-4411. Now, this Radio 4 programme is from deep down in the basement of Broadcasting House London, and it's being simultaneously televised for the first time by the cameras of BBC One. And it's your election call this morning to the Right Honourable Roy Hattersley, former Labour Cabinet Minister. He was Secretary of State for Prices and Consumer Protection. And in the Parliament that's just ended, Mr Hattersley was Shadow Home Secretary, that's to say Labour's spokesman on the many Home Affairs, Home Office controversies which arose in the last year or two, not least the much criticised Police and Criminal Evidence Bill, which died with the last Parliament. And our first caller to Mr Hattersley is Mr Derek Hamilton in Thamesmead. And may I say, first of all, to Mr Hamilton and everyone who's going to call, if everybody says good morning to everybody else, we shall lose a bit of time. So please go straight in, Mr Hamilton, with your election call to Mr Hattersley.
Thank you very much. Labour claim 2 million jobs can be created over a term of government if elected. Mr Foot stated borrowing will be required to aid this. Why should this means of job creation be any more successful than when adopted by the last Labour administration, which also doubled unemployment?
Thank you, Mr Hamilton. Mr Hattersley, would you answer his question?
Well, to begin with, I think it would be a great achievement if it was just as successful as the record of the last Labour government. There were 2.5, perhaps 3 million fewer people in the dole queues when the Labour Party left office than there are today. So, to begin with, if we could go back to those days, that in itself would be a great achievement. But on the economic question, this, certainly some of the money for building the new economy is already there. I mean, it's preposterous to waste North Sea oil revenue in paying unemployment benefit, which is keeping men out of work, instead of using it to invest in new projects and put men in work. But notwithstanding that, I ask you not to deride borrowing. All those countries in the world which have been more successful than us, which have expanded continually for the last 4 years, have done it through prudent borrowing. All of us borrow to expand. It depends what the borrowing is used for. If you go to your bank and borrow money and then waste it on riotous living, that's disaster. But if you go to a building society and borrow money to buy a house and live comfortably and sensibly, that's prudent. All our listeners who've got their own houses have financed that very worthy enterprise on borrowing. And all the companies expanding in this country have done exactly the same.
Mr Hamilton, does that satisfy you?
Well, the actual question of why it should be more successful than the last time when Mr Healey borrowed money from the IMF, I don't think has been answered. But I think I got the sort of reply I expected.
Well, but let Mr Hattersley have another try on the specific point you repeat.
Well, I don't believe it's the IMF situation that you ought to think is going to be repeated. The IMF loan was absolutely necessary. I supported the idea in the Cabinet and don't pretend I didn't for a second. Because at that time, had we not been helped by an organisation which is there to fulfil that function, there would have been unemployment of the Thatcher levels, there would have been disaster for this country as we've seen it over the last 4 years.